Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Build Your Network podcast. My name is Eric Skorzynski. I am one of the hosts here on the Build Your Network podcast, and I'm so excited for today's midweek mashup episode. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to start something, whether it's starting a business or whether it's pivoting from your existing career into a brand new venture? Have you ever realized how hard it is just to get started? Well, that's the topic of today's episode. We're going to talk with three incredible people about how to get started. That's it. That simple. How do you take the first steps in a new direction? And again, these three guests are going to absolutely crush it on today's show. First up is Mia Hewitt. She is a world-class leader, an international speaker, and a performance catalyst. And she brings some amazing knowledge and drops amazing quotes here in this show. Next up is Los Silva. He is an entrepreneur who has helmed an eight-figure agency, multiple seven-figure sister companies, and became a world-renowned speaker, thought leader, and he's a go-to marketer. He's achieved extreme success in the online space, working with influencers, entrepreneurs, and small businesses, helping them scale past multiple seven- and eight-figure marks. Last up is Mike Ashabi. Mike is the CEO and founder of True Life Ventures, a coaching and consultation experience where he helps people find out how to gain results in business rather than just what gains those results. With several years in sales and marketing under his belt, Mike has been one of the coaching pioneers that gets clients on a path to scale and sustain their businesses with strategies that bring in growth and ultimately success. Guys, you are not ready for this episode. I'm telling you now, if you're driving, if you're doing whatever, you might want to just pull over and take notes because it's that good of an episode. Be sure to tune in through the entire thing. And if you appreciate anything, if you get one piece of value in this episode, just do us a quick favor, take a quick screenshot of this episode and tag Travis on Instagram with the handle at Travis Chappell. All right, guys, let's get into the show.
I was always coming from fear and scarcity. Like everything was to survive. And who I am now is somebody who completely comes from authenticity, completely thriving. Everything is so different in the way that my mindset is. So one of the biggest misconceptions I had back then was I thought, like, I was so poor as a child, what was driving me was like, I just have to be wealthy and then I'm going to be fine. Like, I'm going to make it, right? Like, I just need to arrive. Like, what I kept hearing inside of everything that people told me in society was like, well, when you become wealthy, you know, then you make it, right? Like, success is a place to get to. And so I remember like being really wealthy and going, like, feeling completely inadequate. So it's like, wait a minute, what is this? Like, I thought I was supposed to like arrive. You guys have been lying to me. You told me I was supposed to be here and I was going to be
the bomb. Thanks a lot, society.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, you're telling me I was going to arrive. Right. So to me, wealth, you know, as somebody who's been really poor and then rich, you know, wealth has less to do with money, and you can have plenty of it. That's not the issue at all. But wealth to me has less to do with how much money I make versus the mastery, my ability to master the ability to create it whenever I want and how I want it. Hmm. That to me is real true wealth.
So is that what you coach on now?
I do. I really coach my entrepreneurs to come from that place inside of wealth, because we reprogram, you know, their feelings of inadequacy, they're not good enough, that all the things that have kept them from playing big. I like to say it this way. Consider this. If you were not raised in a household, and I mean this with the utmost compassion for all of our parents, but if you were not raised in a household that used shame and guilt as a form of manipulation to get you to conform, you would have absolutely no fear. So fear is literally coming from shame and guilt.
Wow. So can you kind of talk about that a little bit more? So what does that look like? Like, if, because I feel like most people, probably 90% of people, would come from a background like that. Even if they didn't really get it from their parents, they're going to get it from their peers, from their teachers, from society as a whole, from our culture. It, all of that, you know, forces us to think a certain way growing up, even if your parents are not doing that. So really, most people coming out of that situation would probably be in that boat. How do you reprogram your mind and get into more of a prosperity type of a mindset?
Yeah, great question. There's four steps that I have found that actually are completely necessary. Like, the first one is we have to become aware. So the first key that I have in my keys is awareness. We have to become aware of, number one, that the infinite potential that we have that's already inside us. Mm-hmm. Like, you're born to be a success. This is what I say to everybody. It's your God-given right. You were born with the ability to be successful, yet it's your programming that is keeping you the same. So we have to begin to become aware that we are way more than scarcity and ego, right? We're way more than scarcity and fear. That actually who we are as a potential, as an infinite potential, I like to say it this way, our results are always equal to our current level of beliefs, yet our desires are equal to our potential.
So then how do we tap into that?
Yes. So the first step is we've got to become aware. We have to clear up all the common misconceptions that are keeping you stuck, stopped, and struggling. So not everybody has the exact same ones, but there's some really common ones, right? But because they're all coming from past experiences, right? That's why we reprogram. So for instance, let me give you an example. One of the most common misunderstandings is that problems are just the way of life. That is the biggest lie that I have seen everywhere, right? Because inside of the law of polarity, so I'm going to use universal laws because the laws are the truths. And I always say, you know, it's the truth that will set you free. So don't believe anything I'm saying, you know, test it for yourself. But inside of the law of polarity, what the law says is nowhere in the universe exists a half of something. So what does that mean? So if I draw a circle and if there is a right, there's a left. If there's an up, there's a down. There's an in, there's an out. So what does that have to do with success, Mia? Because if failure exists, then the success of that experience exists at the same moment in time.
And to an equal amount.
100%.
Yeah.
Like you nailed it. Like 100%. So it's not a different moment in time. It's not another, a different percentage. It's literally right there. So if a problem exists, then the solution must exist at the same moment in time.
I love that because it takes something really abstract, because I've heard that before as far as like, you know, there are no problems. It's only the way that you view a problem that makes it a problem. And if you view it more as a blessing or viewed it in a different way, then no longer is a problem. And mentally you look at it in this light and now it is not a problem anymore. And you can get rid of the worry, the stress that you had when you back when you thought it was a problem. But I love that you took it and made it way more practical with giving us a law of the universe that is like actually proven and then saying that like, it's not just like mumbo jumbo at that point. Does that make sense? Like, it's not just like an abstract idea. It's more like, no, like this is legit, like for real, you know, like there, this is actually truth and you can use that truth to reprogram your mindset into believing that this is no longer a problem, but there's an opportunity for success here.
100%, because there's a science to it.
Right.
Right. Like a science, meaning there's an actual process, just like arithmetic is there's a science to arithmetic. There's a process by which you achieve success. So it's not Mia's opinion of it. It's just that I was so committed to, like, I had failed so many times that I was obsessed with really knowing the truth. That's really why I know this, because I was so obsessed with knowing the truth because I had listened to so many people. Why? Because I wanted to be a good girl. I wanted to do, you know, like when I was being raised, I was always taught, like, if you're a good girl, then good things happen.
Yeah.
But where that doesn't come out to be true is, like, I would look around at people who would be so-called bad people, like to what my mother would say is a bad person, and yet they would be successful.
Right, right.
So what the deal? Right. Like, yeah, like, you know, exactly. Like, excuse me, like I'm a truth seeker, right? Like, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. So the second step is why I go into, you know, once we become aware, we've got to now understand what the real universal law is, or what's really the process, which then will have us start thriving, because that's where the certainty and the faith in actually, and the law of polarity is a great example. And then once we separate the truth from the lie, so now using that law of polarity, being that the success does exist, well, now our work is to actually get curious to apply that new truth, right? We have to apply the new awareness and the new understanding, and this will actually shift how we think, the decisions we make, which then will give us our results.
The economy crashes, and what was there ever any thought of just, you know what, why don't I just go see if I can translate these skills that I found in this other business into like a job and get some security? Or was it immediately just like, all right, what's the next venture?
No, I tried to get a job in places. No one would hire me because I technically never had a job. And they're like, I think you made all this up. I was like, not really. I didn't. I couldn't even get a job as a waiter at the Cheesecake Factory. And so once I did that, I basically went into my wife. I had just got married too. So my wife married me like, hey, this dude's doing pretty good. He's got money. It's going to work out. Married me that year. We moved into Fort Lauderdale, which we didn't live in. I had a lot of homes there and everything went south. And so it was a lot of me trying to figure things out until one day we had to move back to Orlando. I had to get $5,000, which is the only loan I've ever gotten from anyone, from her mom and be like, hey, we have to move into a townhouse. I promise you that I will figure this out. They let us have it, got first last month and a little bit of money for food. And I told my wife, I was like, I think I'm going to have to figure something else online, because that's what I did before. It started online. So I think if I do online stuff, something will happen.
So what was the first step?
I bought a course from, I asked for $97 for a friend, and I bought a course called Let's Get Social from now my friend, Kate Buck and Ryan Dice. And you know, what's funny is I told my wife too, I was like, you know, one day I'm going to meet these people and I'm going to even partner with this guy. You know, I ended up growing kind of an agency and learning media buying. And a few years later, Ryan published me, and then me and him became partners on a brand. It didn't actually turn into anything big because they were scaling so much at that point. Like, there just wasn't a lot of emphasis, but I learned a lot from doing that. And I thought it was cool that, like, I bought something and I was like, one day I'm going to do this with this dude. And then, you know, me and him became friends and partners and stuff like that.
Yeah. To actually see it come to fruition is a huge confirmation that you're usually doing the right thing. Okay. So you buy a course and you just thought, you know, anything online, was there a strategy? Was there a specific industry you decided to go down? Or was it just like, let's learn more about online business in general and see where it takes me?
So this is crazy because people do this now, but I started going into Facebook groups and adding value, like she said, and then doing it on LinkedIn. And I started getting clients from both. And
clients for social media, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then that turned into like, do you know how to do webinars? And I was like, yeah. And I knew a friend who knew how to do it. So I outsourced that. And I started like just saying yes to stuff and bringing in money. Right.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Then learning how to slowly do that. And then from there, I learned, oh, these people have events. Let me go to an event, and met more people and kind of got more ingrained into the universe. And, you know, once I partnered with Ryan, I met like everyone going to those masterminds and stuff like that. And just kept growing, just kept trying to increase my skill set in really understanding like strategy, like the back end of stuff. Cause I could always hear people being like, oh, you gotta have a back end, blah, blah, blah. And so I figured I should get good at that. And then I should understand media buying. And if I know those two things, I think I'll forever be like in a decent place where someone can use me for something.
Yeah. Interesting. Is there particular fields that you would recommend to somebody listening right now who's thinking something similar? Maybe they're starting in a similar position that you were starting at, and they're just kind of wondering, hey, there's so many skill sets within online marketing itself, right? Which one should I start spending time on? What would you say to somebody like that?
Whatever you think you can become good at, there's so much. I mean, for me, I liked the media buying aspect. And then I liked, you know, working through like the concept of funnels. I was never really like amazing at copy. Like I've written a lot of copy in my life because I've had to, but there's way better people in the world that are masters at that. But I think the big focus should, if you want to think about something to get started, whatever you're good at, try to build a service or consulting business through that at the beginning. I think that'll put some money in your pocket, low overhead, and then you can make enough to start thinking about something different and start to try to assess what you really want to start doing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So start with the higher ticket stuff that takes up a lot of your time, but makes you real money. It's not like you're selling a $12 ebook. You're selling some of your time, which is going to cost that person more money because you're using all of your time to do it. And at that point, you can start to at least make a little bit of profit and put away some money, which you can then use to figure out what the next thing is. Is that right?
Right. And nowadays, you know, now that we're talking 2020, we've built a lot of businesses ourselves that are lower ticket and growing and stuff like that. And it's a thing. A lot of people tell you to do it. I don't think you should do that until you have a seven-figure business because it's so expensive. There's so many moving parts to that. Just being honest, you're not going to last. Like you don't have the pain threshold to do those things for the most part. Everyone sells that it's easy, but it's not. And consulting can be easier if you charge prices, right? If you're trying to replace a job or do something like that, like it's easier to do that and get that momentum than it is to like make $1 million or $100 or even $10,000 through, you know, running traffic, trying to build $100 average order value of something that costs $80 or even sometimes $100 to acquire a customer.
I really, really appreciate you for talking about this, bro, because there's so many, you know, the quote unquote gurus of the industry that want everybody to buy all their stuff. And I understand some of that to a certain extent, but at the same time, to lure people in with the promise that it's easy to do it and that it's totally doable because this one person out of 150 people did it this one time, like that doesn't mean that it's duplicatable and replicatable to anybody in any industry. And I think a lot of people just get this idea that it's, if they throw enough money at it, that it's going to be successful. And it's like, well, that has almost nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? Like there's people that I know that have bought into those lies and just dropped $40,000 on a new funnel and like 4 months of ad spend and a manager and like copy and emails, and then it doesn't work. And then they get upset with the industry and say the industry doesn't work. And it's like, well, no, you just got bad advice from somebody and you wasted a lot of money really quickly. When if you would have like what you're saying, bro, where they start with monetizing their expertise more on a one-on-one basis or a one to a few basis,
where you can really work through your messaging while getting paid to work through your messaging. Then once you have something that really works, that you've proven with people on a one-on-one basis that is really getting results, then at that point, you can take some of that money, take some of that expertise and knowledge, and then package it up and then start trying to get some of that more low-hanging fruit and lower ticket offers, right?
Totally. I've seen people, oh, I paid 20K to this guy or 30K to that guy. They also are just as in the wrong as the other person, because a lot of people I've seen do that, they're paying with the expectation that, like, well, I gave you money, now you give me a business.
Right.
And that's not how that works. I mean, it's not how it works. You don't go to college and pay 60K and go, all right, give me a six-figure job. You don't get that. You get to serve tables and, like, try to figure it out. It's the same here, man. It's just people get all these kids that rent Lambos and stuff and live off paycheck to paycheck, even though they had one good month. You're seeing all these fake screenshots, not fake, but like 1 month of success. That's not longevity. And I think that people should, you know, I'm kind of like a lot of people, when I speak, people call me like an anti Gary Vee, because I tell them everything is hard and sucks and you shouldn't do it. But it's because, like, everyone thinks that, well, I'll do it. Now I'm going to put in $1,000 course or $5,000 consulting or $10,000 and I want it back. But right. The reality is, like, man, everything is hard. Everything is really difficult. And a lot of times, you might not even just be cut out for this. There's people in my agency that have top roles that make six figures that couldn't make high five alone, because there's so much more than just one skill set even when it comes to fully running a company.
Yeah, so true. And the thing is too, a lot of times is people will come in with the expectations that the time involvement is really low as well, because that's also part of what they're sold. It's like, well, you know, pay me 30, 40, 50 grand and I'll deliver you a
lifestyle.
Yeah, right. And it's not going to take up any more of your time because it's all automated and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, that's a pipe dream, man. Like, if it works, it's lucky and it's not duplicatable. You know what I mean? Like, it's a one-off if something like that actually works. Like, you have to put in the time to get to know the people that you're serving, get to, you know, see if the offer that you have converts to the people that you're serving, and then find out all the other things that might benefit them. And then after months of tweaking copy and probably years of tweaking your messaging and building up that presence, then you kind of get to cash in. You know, it's not like it's a 3 month thing. And are there examples of people who've done it in that period of time? Yes. But what I'm saying is, don't count on that to be your results, because you're probably going to be sorely disappointed and you're probably going to waste a lot of money and time and then walk away and go back to your job defeated, saying the online business doesn't work when you've only been in it for 6 months. Grow up in that similar type of a household, entrepreneurial parents. What was it like for you in terms of your schooling and stuff? Because I feel like there's a lot of split down the middle of families, especially with a lot of the people that I've interviewed on the show who come from immigrant families, first or second generation immigrant families. Though some of those cultures are very much like, no, you have to go to school. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't go to school, but the reason that I'm here and that I sacrificed so much and put so much on the table and worked so hard is so that my kids would be able to go to school and get a good education and get a good job and a career so they don't have to do the things that I did. But then there's also a lot of other people who are the opposite way, where it's like, well, look what I did. Why don't you just do something more entrepreneurial? Was there either way leaning in your family in terms of, like, which direction they were trying to point you in?
So that's actually an interesting topic with my family. You know, both my sisters have college degrees and I don't.
Okay. And are they younger or older?
They're both older. I'm the youngest. I mean, my dad was always, you know, into school. He always wanted us to go to school, get a degree, but never pushed it on me when I told him I didn't want to do it. You know, I dropped out 3 times actually.
Of college?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it. What were you studying?
So I was actually doing general studies because I was undecided at the time. Yeah. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I was going to get the associates before I actually picked the major. But gotcha. At that point, when I was going through it, I realized, what's the point of this? I could just go and do it myself, because I'm the type that I don't learn from hearing it from someone, because it's not really real to me. If someone's telling me, I have to experience it.
That's the problem there with school. You know what I mean? Is it very much is appealing to only a certain type of student, only a certain type of learner. And then without really telling you, but kind of telling you, you know, like, it just kind of, there's a huge implication there that if you're not this kind of student, that you're, like, less than for some reason. You know what I mean? Like, it makes you feel like you can't succeed almost, because
the schooling system isn't built to reward the other types of learning or the other types of personalities that exist. And it doesn't give you an opportunity to thrive in that situation, right?
100%. I mean, there's that book from Robert Kiyosaki, the A students actually work for the C students.
Mm. Yeah, that's, I heard somebody else was telling me, a CEO that I had on my show, a founder CEO, and he was saying that MBA stood for my best assistant, because that you still need somebody that knows their stuff and knows the finances and numbers, but it's a great person to be one of your first hires when you're getting the company started or something. But and that's, by the way, not to talk crap on anybody that's doing that path or that direction. And there's still a lot of valuable things that come from that, and a lot of different really great educational pieces and even job security that could come from those things. It just depends on the path that you want. My point in saying that and bringing it up is just the fact that there should be more question asking in that setting, right? Like there should be more trying to figure out how do we make this particular student have the best life that they can have based on their desires, their wants, their personality, their modality of learning and things like that. And I just don't think that there's enough exploration on those, individual needs of the student.
Definitely. I mean, once again, even just like you, I don't talk bad about people who are going to school or anything like that. I think that it's important for certain career paths that you choose, but especially for business, I don't think it's necessary. I think the best way is to actually go and find someone who's doing it and learn from them firsthand by being involved with them. But the whole thing is, I think that there are certain things from elementary all the way to college that do need to change in the school system, which will allow that to happen, where people can actually go ahead and find out which ways they learn, and most importantly, learn who they are. Because if you don't know who you are, how are you going to know what you want?
Yeah, that's such a great point, man. Is there anything that you have done to kind of explore more about who you are? Is there any maybe resources or books or practices, activities, things that you've done to try to figure out a little bit more hey, who is Mike Ashabi? Who am I even?
So I actually have a practice where I disengage from everything that's going on, technology, any activity. And I call it the 24-hour rule.
Nice.
So for 24 hours, no communication with anyone, no music, no electronics, no nothing, no books, just you and your mind.
Love
and that. You literally go back and reflect on patterns that you've developed that ultimately turn into habits. And I think the biggest thing that I realized was a lot of my pain and the habits that brought me that pain. So that's constantly what I keep using. I use the pain so I know where I've been to help me keep pushing where I'm going.
I love that you brought up that part about habits. Isn't it so interesting how we get into habitual behavior that we know hurts us and doesn't even bring that much pleasure anymore, but is just such a built-in habit that we just keep doing it. You know what I mean? And I love that you do that 24-hour thing, because that really does give you a chance to sit and reflect on those things and think about it from a more logical standpoint and actually help you tackle, some of those deep-rooted issues that you maybe not even be aware of if you never took the time to do some reflection on them.
100%. I mean, all your habits are just a reflection of your standards. And, your standards actually come from your self-love. And when you know how much you actually love yourself and how much you value yourself, your own self-worth, then self-love is self-discipline.
Mm, yeah, because that's so true.
If you truly love yourself, you're going to do whatever it takes to create the life that you want.
That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.